T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in June for just 24 cents. Oh my gosh, it's like we're living in the past. Madonna and Bruce Springsteen have the number one and number two albums in America, just like they did back in 1985 when Like a Virgin was number one and Born in the USA was number two.
Crazy.
Wow.
And Toy Story is number one at the box office.
Yeah,
Toy Story 4. They said the only movie that could be number one at the box office, and they could say it's a huge disappointment because it only made $118 million. Some people are saying between 140 and 150. There was even an estimate as big as 200,000.
I bet in this area, it was higher.
Oh, my gosh.
A lot of people all their plans changed this weekend with the rain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kevin saw it with his family. I saw it with my family. We'll talk about it a little bit later. Yes, I did cry. Did you?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The kids were like, oh, God, Mom's crying. Dad. Dad, Mom's crying. Stop crying. Mom, stop crying.
And what was second?
Child's Play.
I saw a few people make the joke of like pictures of their kids with popcorn, you know, at the Child's Play sign, and it said, we heard there was a reboot of a magical movie about toys coming to life. Can't wait. Brought the whole family. Can't wait to see it.
That's great. It was so sweet, though, because, I mean, not only were young kids going to see it, there was this adorable family where the boy was dressed as Woody and his dad was wearing Woody's hat.
Aww.
Like, they were a little team. But there was a group of about 7 people in front of us, and it was 2 parents and all of their grown kids that are like home from college, but they had to be kids when the first Toy Story came out, and they were all going to see it together. It was super sweet. I'm going to move on before I start crying. Stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. This is unbelievable. Julia Roberts does not have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yet.
What?
America's Sweetheart?
That's crazy to me. Don't they have to buy it?
Yes. Really? So usually they don't buy it, but a movie theater will buy it to promote a
studio.
Film.
Press.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did I say movie theater?
Yes.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Marcus, wherever it is.
I don't have that kind of mark.
Listen, that Mr. Marcus is super nice.
Chris, I know. You just want him to be your relative in some way.
Yeah,
he comes on the screen.
Chris Hemsworth, Spike Lee, Octavia Spencer, Mahershala Ali, and Batman getting stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame next year. TV stars getting stars. Andy Cohen, St. Louis's own.
Cool.
Christina Applegate, Dr. Phil. They put Lawrence Fishburne in the television category, I think because he's on the TV show right now, and that's who's springing for the star. Kathy Lee, Cindy Crawford.
Nice.
Yep. And Andy Kaufman. And music, Elvis Costello, right on, Muddy Waters, 50 Cent, and Alicia Keys. And in theater and live performance, Dave Chappelle and Broadway star Billy Porter. There you go.
Do they ever take any off?
He's been demoted.
Well, I don't know.
You know?
No.
I think they might have removed Cosby.
I don't think they did, but people like defaced it.
And Trump's too gets a lot of
graffiti
and stuff.
They've had to repair it a couple times. Matthew Perry. Oh, man, I would hate to be a celebrity.
Oh my gosh.
And
anytime I go to Walgreens, I look terrible.
Right?
That's my place where I look the worst.
Well, he was spotted not looking great, and a British tabloid published the photos. and they made note of his, quote, long, unkempt fingernails. He said, listen, I'm getting a manicure this morning. That's okay, right? It means...
Has man in it, I think.
I mean, it says man right in the word. That's what he said.
He does have sleep pillow on his face.
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. He's
like a dent.
Right.
Sleep dent on his face.
Oh, no.
Could he be any more tired?
Carrie Underwood was on tour, stopped in Milwaukee, and someone showed her the 40-pound cheese sculpture that they made of her. They say she was speechless. Well, yeah, wouldn't you be? I mean, drawing a picture of someone, making some sort of art, a painting or something, that's one thing. But how long does it take to carve Carrie Underwood out of a 40-pound block of
it's
cheese?
It's well done.
Yeah.
It's well
it's
done. Even as the the mascara running down.
Oh, my Lord. You can see it at Y98.com. On TV tonight, 9 men left on The Bachelorette, and 2 of them get into an arm wrestling match, but they call it a wrist wrestling match.
What is that? What?
Don't know. They're grasping at straws here, trying to get you to tune in. Legion, 3rd season premiere on FX, and get ready, The Hills, New Beginnings on MTV. The original cast reboots. Oh, God. God help us all. They've added their children to the mix. But Natasha Bedingfield is back, too, with a remix of the song
nice.
Unwritten for The Hills. Way to go.
Work.
I know.
She was.
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in June for just 24 cents. All right, we're going to get to Shawn Mendes. And actually, we're going to get to a story that's going to make Kevin's wife, Sarah, a little upset. And Courtney and I are going to say, told you so.
Uh-oh.
So curious.
But first, Shawn Mendes. His Instagram post is up at Y98.com. It's a really cool shot of him playing a concert for a bunch of fans, and they all have their phones up so you can just see it's black out in the crowd except for just lights from cell phones. And he said, I'm thinking about 9th grade right now. He had just posted one of his first covers on YouTube, and it was back in way, 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 way back in 2014. And he said he was walking down the hallway in high school, and a bunch of older kids were like, sing, Sean, sing for us, making fun of him. He felt like a real idiot and that everything he was doing was stupid and wrong. But luckily, he had family and friends who supported him and kept telling him to do what he loved.
That's a funny part about it. It's like,
yeah, right?
I will sing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So he said,
while I'm wearing my Calvin Klein underwear.
Making out with Camila Cabello on the set of our new video for Señorita. He said, not only for the 15-year-old kid is this message, but to the 50-year-old who might be doing the same thing. No matter how old you are, no matter who you are, no matter where you're from, you deserve to follow your heart, and I'm here, and I'm rooting for you. Camila Cabello posted a crying emoji and said, this is beautiful.
It is.
And Niall Horan said, couldn't relate or agree with something more if I tried, .. We had the last laugh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, all these big stars that you see right now, people thought they were foolish.
So that has nothing to do with Sarah. That's
no. Okay. Hugh Jackman does, though.
Okay.
Remember last year when Hugh Jackman announced his live performance tour, The Man, The Music, The Show?
Yeah.
And we said, he's going to be up in Chicago.
Right.
It's the weekend of your wedding anniversary. Sarah loves Hugh Jackman.
That would have been this past weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. Not only did he perform in Chicago, but he pulled up in a big old food truck with the logo of his foundation, Laughing Man Coffee Company, and started just offering free cups of coffee from inside the truck.
Is that why he should have gone to for free coffee? I'm not saying.
You got to be kicking yourself now, buddy.
If you had been in Chicago,
free coffee, Kev.
You could have not only seen Hugh Jackman, but you might have been in the park when he pulled up and then Sarah could have just met him.
We had a wonderful dinner at George's in Jerseyville.
Same.
Very similar.
Space Jam 2. A lot of people are getting excited about this movie. And Steph Curry was offered a role, but he had to turn it down because he was busy. Listen, he's busy being the executive producer behind this new great reality show called Holy Moly. It's about mini golf.
I watched it last week.
Rob Riggle is one of the sports commentators. They wear the old ABC Wide World of Sports jackets.
It's very similar to Wipeout.
It is. Mm-hmm. But it's highly entertaining. Golf. Highly entertaining.
Is this as good as the miniature golf, you know, from Overboard, the movie?
It's better, I think. Maybe a little better. I know what you're talking about. Seven Wonders of the World.
I'm saying.
The Bodyguard. The poster, the iconic poster of Kevin Costner carrying Whitney Houston. Turns out, he wasn't carrying Whitney Houston at all.
What?
It was her stunt double. She's not in the poster.
Huh?
No way.
Yes.
Well, her face doesn't show because she's kind of...
She has her head buried into his shoulder. Sorry, his shoulder. Apparently, she had gone home for the day. And Kevin really liked that shot. The studio executives didn't because she was such a big star at the time. They wanted her face shown. So I think there were other alternatives for the poster. And he said no. He fought with the studio and he won. That just shows how big of a star he was that he got a say. And Whitney Houston's face was not in the poster. And it wasn't even Whitney Houston.
Yeah, you know that woman's been telling people for years that's her, and they're like, yeah, whatever. Janice.
Video online at Y98.com right now. Carrie Underwood's baby. He's 5 months old. His name is Jacob. And every time his dad, former NHL player Mike Fisher, sings, he cries. And then Carrie sings, and he stops. Take a listen. So it goes back and forth, and all of these celebrities, including Justin Timberlake, say, this is the greatest thing I've seen year. And we talked about it earlier, but congrats to Toy Story for being the number one movie at the box office. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com. You can... It's birthday time. Are you celebrating a birthday today? Man.
Mine's in October.
Happy birthday if you are. And you share your birthday with?
Really? Not great. Not a great lineup.
Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac. Oh, the third, fourth most famous Fleetwood Macer?
74.
That's a good guess.
72.
You got it. Yeah, good guess. Not a great guess, but yes. Okay, how about Beyonce's sister, Solange? She was the one, by the way, that busted the whole Jay-Z affair wide open, kicking him in the elevator.
30.
Oh, that's what that was all about?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
30.
And then...
Three?
That's right. Yeah. And how about she used to date Derek Jeter, which my dad knew.
Your dad's up on Derek Jeter's. Yeah,
the only celebrity juicy stories he knows they involve the Yankees. Minka Kelly. How old is she?
Oh, man.
She was on Friday Night Lights.
No, she's not that old, is she?
36?
35.
Kevin's closest. She's 39.
I'm going to say 39.
Sorry. You know what? You didn't get a chance on the other two, so I forgot. All right, I'll give this one to you. Here's traffic.
Well, give that one I can do.
How old is Mindy Kaling from The Office and The Mindy Project?
37?
No.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.